Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Kuhl is our guest. K-U-H-L is how you spell his last name. Stephen with a P-H. He's in charge of the financial institutions and strategic partnerships with Western Union Business Solutions. Are you going to give us a website, Stephen?
Yes, you bet. Just westernunion.com.
All right. So check that out. Stephen, we're talking about the future, the current landscape and the future of community banks. And, you know, one of the things that when I see community banks, most of the leadership looks like me, you know, kind of white-haired. and sometimes they're a little reluctant to make changes. But you and I both know that the community bank of the future is not going to look like the community bank of the past, any way, fashion, or form. And it's going to include getting out of their comfort zone with regard to where they do their business, right? I mean, aren't they going to have to include certain elements of a business like international capability?
Yeah, without a doubt. And what you really get to, I think, Jim, is that preservation of their competitive position, you know, their relevance going forth. And, you know, I think one of the big macro trends that's irrefutable that, of course, international is tied into is that geography, is a phenomenon in which, whether it's the millennials or various pockets of demographics, you know, they're becoming more comfortable, whether it's, you know, transcending geography formally through travel, inclusive of international, you know, all the way to, yeah, you know, interacting with folks from the other end of the country or for that matter, the other end of the planet. And I think one of the things community banks are really needing at this kind of crossroads that they're in is a reconceptualization of what that means in terms of competitive position in their local marketplace. And international is one of those things, whether it's for their small, mid-sized business clients or their folks who are doing more international travel.
Do you think these banks are turning those opportunities down, or do you think they're just not aware that they're even needed out there?
I think principally there's probably a lack of awareness. You know, things are happening so fast. I do worry that, you know, the community banks, in terms of that awareness, Jim, they're not bringing it into kind of what I'll call kind of a tangible plan to adapt as rapidly as necessary. And, you know, case in point, if you look at many of the community bank and credit union websites, as an example, with respect to international, you know, that they don't bring, you know, those necessary
they look kind of homey,
products
don't they?
And capabilities. they do. And I often will cite that as kind of a litmus test almost.
Back to your 3-to-1 example earlier you gave in the last segment about, and now it's more like 3-to-1 small businesses have big businesses banking as opposed to one of the four have community banks. Do you think that if I have increasing international business, that I don't think about my community bank as being prepared to talk to me about that, so I go directly to a bigger bank? You think that's happening?
I think absolutely. I know that's happening, Jim. It's unfortunate, and I'm in the thick of it, trying to reverse that phenomenon, because, you know, what it really is providing is, you know, large banks a portal, if you will, to parlay and to take the broader
right.
business away from the community banks and credit unions. And that's what I'm here to, you know, do my best to counteract. So, yes.
Well, and the community banks, so what they've got to do is if they, and because you and I both know going forward, we're not going to even maintain the status quo of international business. It's going to be growing like crazy, especially, Stephen, if we get some of these trade deals done like we hope they will. That's just going to open up all kinds of markets. And so the banks are not only going to have to change their capability, they're going to have to change their brand image too, aren't they, the community banks?
Without a doubt. You know, it starts, and again, I'll go back to that awareness. As an outgrowth of that awareness is their branding, you know, letting small businesses know that, hey, they're open for business when it comes to providing international services. You know, without that, boy, to your point, Jim, international trade and goods and services, you know, global economy at large, frequently, you know, grows faster than just pure domestic. And so there's no turning back. You know, we need to be embracive of that. And community banks and credit unions really need to make sure that their international services to their small businesses are up to par. And I'll cite one anecdote I think really reaffirms, Jim. If you look at, you know, small businesses around the country that are involved in international, there's over 300,000 of those entities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you look at
90+% of all manufacturers and exporters are small businesses.
That's exactly right. Of all the importer exporters around the country, 98% approximately are small businesses, 98%. And, you know, what that means to the American workforce, when an American worker works for a small business that is involved in international trade in some way, shape, or form, importing, exporting, they tend to have higher take-home paychecks, Jim, in the vicinity of 15 to 20%.
Yep, well said. Hey, Stephen, I've got to wrap it up, but you've got a lot more to teach us. We're going to continue to have Stephen join us and help us understand more about how to strengthen the foundational part of the financial sector of Main Street. We need this help. I don't even want to think about my business without a community bank in it. And I appreciate the good work you're doing. WesternUnion.com is the website. Stephen Kuhl is their representative for us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.